CRV. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Rutley, the running back. They'll hand it to Rutley at the five. He jukes his way down near and he gets into the end zone. Touchdown, San Jose State, the freshman.
The WAC season begins for San Jose State this Saturday night when the Spartans travel to Hawaii. This is Mike Chisholm inviting you to join Kevin Richardson and me late Saturday night from Aloha Stadium in Honolulu. Our broadcast begins at 8:30 p.m. for the 9 o'clock kickoff. Spartan football right here on KION, more stimulating talk radio.
That's right, the Spartans and the Rainbow Warriors. 9 o'clock on Saturday night here on KION. Earlier on Saturday between noon and 4, we're going to have the Fresno State Bulldogs and the UCLA Bruins from the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. And then Friday night, the Palma Chieftains will be in Santa Rosa to take on Cardinal Newman. And we'll have that game for you at 7 o'clock here on 1460 KION. Hey, thank you for joining us. It is 12 minutes after 6 o'clock on 1460 KION, more stimulating talk radio. It's Wake Up Monterey, your KION community forum. I'm Mark Carbonaro. Lots of great guests to join us this morning talking about the issues of the day. Pam Dixon will be with us with our technology report at 6:35 this morning. Former U.S. Congressman and Newsmax contributor John Lebutlier will join us during the 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk about George Bush's speech last night. Mike Nemeth with the Californian's headlines, and also Roger Pasquire with the Pasquire Perspective this morning. 8 o'clock hour, Dr. David Henderson, our economist at large, joins us. Dr. Henderson will talk about this financial mess that we're in. And, you know, there are a number of folks in the mainstream liberal-controlled left-wing media that are trying to convince the American people that we are either headed into a depression or on the verge of a major depression. Dr. Henderson says, hey, you know, don't listen to the emotional rhetoric. Let's look at facts and let's be rational. And we'll talk about exactly what constitutes an economic depression. And then Tom Del Beccaro at 8:35 with the Political Vanguard Report. But joining us right now, editor of FamilySecurityMatters.org, Harvey Kushner joins us, and we're going to talk about some of the issues of the day with Harvey. And Harvey, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
So great to have you with us. By the way, FamilySecurityMatters.org, what exactly is your organization? What do you folks do?
Well, we have a website, which we're at. We're a group. We're a nonpartisan group, but our leanings are mostly to the right, in which we try to inform the American family how to be safe. In fact, we do that from everything from terrorism to what your child should probably view on television. Invite everybody to go to the website. It's spelled exactly that way, FamilySecurityMatters.org. Or they go to my website, Harvey Kushner, KUSHNER.com, and you'll find our 2008 Voters Guide, which we spell out exactly what the candidates stand for, what you should expect if you vote for Obama as opposed to John S. McCain.
Okay, and so with your organization, you are focused on how public policy affects the American family.
Absolutely. Everything from morality on television to keeping your kids safe at school.
All right. You know, there is, and this obviously is right up your alley, but a real coarsening of the public debate, and it's been going on for a long time, and I think it's kind of gone into hyperdrive here in the last few months, but we're seeing some of the most vicious attacks mm-hmm. on people with whom, you know, others disagree.
Right.
And particularly, you know, and I'm going to borrow a line from Michael Savage, who's on the air on this radio station in the afternoons at 3 o'clock, but, you know, he refers to liberalism as a mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm really coming to believe that, especially extreme
right.
liberalism really is a mental disorder because
right.
these people are absolutely becoming unhinged. And it's just the tiniest things that just set them off. And, for example, back on August 19th, MSNBC's Keith Olbermann, you know, back when he was a sportscaster, I liked him a lot better before I knew his political opinions
right,
and the way
exactly.
he expressed them.
Exactly.
And he called you the worst person in the world. Now, what did you do, in his opinion, to earn that moniker?
Well, first of all, just being alive and being to the right, you know, infuriates Keith Olbermann. And quite frankly, thank you, Keith, if you're listening in. It was indeed an honor to have that. I put it on my resume. I took a shot at CNN's Jack Cafferty for making a moral equivalency between John McCain's voting for the war in Iraq and the Russians' invasion of Georgia. He said it's one of the same Cafferty. So I took a shot at him, and I showed how CNN is biased, and I called him a propaganda minister, Goebbels, because if you keep on saying a lie long enough, people are going to believe it, that there is a moral equivalency between the two acts, voting in Congress and you know, invasion of Georgia. Well, that ticked off Oldman because Cafferty's his friend, and you know, he selected me that day. It was also published in Human Events. For those listeners out there, you know, Human Events is very old, a state, a conservative news organization, and one in which Ronald Reagan read every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had widespread. So he picked on it, and he, you know, he took it out of context, and he bestowed that honor on me. In fact, I got calls from people who were furious, saying, "Listen, he selected me only as the worst person in the world. You got the worst. How'd you do that?" You know.
So I've been trying for years, right?
Exactly. And then I did a piece the other day that Ahmadinejad goes to the United Nations, and he doesn't even mention him, but I get the worst. So I must be, you know, according to the left, I'm even worse than, you know, the leader of Iran. So you're right in what you're saying, that there is such a fury out there by the liberal media and the left especially against anything that resembles something, you know, into the center and to the right, that you know, it's astounding. It really is. I've never seen it in all the years I've been involved in conservative reporting, or, you know, the counterterrorism, which I deal in on a daily basis. There is this hatred, this extreme hatred,
mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, in the liberal, I like to call it the alphabet soup networks, you know, ABC, NBC, certainly BBC, you know, and you'd expect it from a foreign broadcast. But, you know, it's getting worse, and in fact, it's very harmful, because most young people get their news from Jon Stewart and David Letterman. I mean, David Letterman took a shot yesterday at McCain, which was beyond belief, but Obama gets a free ride.
Always. You know, and I just wonder if this transparency isn't becoming more apparent to more people.
Oh, I think it is. I think polls are showing it. I think polls are showing that, you know, Republicans especially, and that's a dying breed, Republicans, are, in fact, polls say that, in fact, they do think that McCain and certainly Sarah Palin is being taken over the coals at an incredible rate. Mm-hmm. Campbell Brown came out yesterday saying, save Sarah, like save the whale, that leave her free, let her be, let her be at the mercy of the press. She's a strong woman. She could take it. Well, I don't see how Obama takes it from CNN or Campbell Brown or anyone else. This is a very dangerous thing, I believe, because it drives the election. And in a certain amount of votes you could count on election day are there because of the negativity and the belief system out there. And it's what I said that got me the worst person in the world.
Right.
You know, if you say a lie long enough, you believe it.
Right, exactly. And that was, like you say, that was Goebbels' philosophy.
Exactly.
Harvey, one of the things, now I've seen this, see, I'm born and raised out here in California, and mm-hmm. I've seen the metamorphosis in this state, you know, like a cancer metastasizing through the body politic. So this is nothing new to me. And,
right.
and this Californization of sure. politics in the country, you know, it's interesting. But, for example, I have seen this liberal derangement for decades here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can recall going to, you know, political events when I was a teenager, mm-hmm. and listening to people on the left just, you know, becoming unhinged. You know, they'd start talking about something, and the
right.
pitch and the fever of their voice would rise, and
exactly.
then the next thing, you know, they're getting red in the face, and their eyes are bugging out, and they're just angry. And this is the thing I find that's really disturbing, is that the thing that drives these people is hatred. I mean, when it comes right down to it, the group that preaches tolerance to the rest of us is among the most intolerant and hateful people in society. And they just become absolutely just unhinged at the thought. You know, I think the reason that they, you know, you're talking about Sarah Palin,
mm-hmm.
that there is so much vitriol being, you know, forced at her, is the fact that these people see her as a genuine threat. You know, they figured Obama, he's got a cakewalk to the presidency,
right,
and then all
right.
of a sudden John McCain picks this woman, the race tightens yeah. up, he even goes into the lead, and they are just beside themselves that this could happen.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And the psychology of it, they're so fearful of this because they see Sarah Palin as someone that the average American, you know, who believes in our Constitution and believes in, you know, having a debate which could be raucous, but would be civil. Is Sarah Palin? She's a neighbor. She's an attractive woman, but yet you could see everything in her. You could see the woman down the road who works in the corner supermarket. You know, you could see the librarian, right?
Right.
You know, she has a hair back. She has the glasses. You could see someone who has problems like I do. She has a family. She has a couple of kids. She has a child with Down syndrome, and I know of somebody who has that. I have a relative who has a child like that. She has a kid who's 17 years old who's pregnant. This happens in this day and age. I mean, we can't deny that it doesn't. But yet the family pulls together. She has a husband out there who goes out and, you know, even with an injury, continues on a 1,000-mile race that most of us couldn't do. So you're right. They see it. Is their world coming in and collapsing where they were able to before have someone who was really not there? I mean, you know, Obama reminds me, B. Hussein reminds me, as sort of a puffy cloud, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're laying on a beach, you're looking up, you see this beautiful cloud, you know, but it's not there. You touch it, it falls apart. The same thing with him. There's no substance there.
Right.
I mean, he don't want to bait Friday for a simple reason. He wants the debate to go on. He doesn't want to go back to Washington. You know why? He don't want to vote.
Right.
He don't want to be on record of voting either one way or the other because in the future come back and bite him in the butt.
Right. How do I vote present?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if they allow him to do that, he would do that. I mean, you don't hear that mentioned in the newscast.
That's true.
You know, you don't hear that mentioned. And it's an important point. This guy has never been president to vote on anything important. He doesn't want to. Look, last time he got burnt is he went back there and he voted for, you know, the Patriot Act. And he voted for, you know, extension and wiretapping. And then all his base just went nuts with him.
Right.
So he would rather stay there. And Friday, you want to bet he's going to hit him with this, no matter what question. Hey, listen, if we weren't in the war, we would have more money.
Exactly. Hey, let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Harvey Kushner, FamilySecurityMatters.org, our guest. We've got to take a quick break here. 623, 1460KION.com on the web. This is 1460KION.
Why do so many restaurants advertise in the Valpak blue envelope? Because the people who value Valpak are very hungry for savings. From discounts on dining out, to coupons for car care, to half off on home improvement projects, there's something in it for you. Valpak and Valpak.com. If you're interested, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
If you need any type of automotive repair or maintenance, call Dick Adams in Salinas. Foreign or domestic, car, SUV, or truck, large or small, Dick Adams Automotive in Salinas can do the job and do it right the first time. With over 30 years in the business, they've seen it all. Dick Adams Automotive staff are trained and certified professional technicians dedicated to keeping your vehicle performing at its best. From smog tests, oil changes, tune-ups, or a 30, 60, or 90,000-mile service, Dick Adams Automotive is the place to go. Want to talk to the technician? No problem. Want to talk to the owner? No problem. Want your old part back? No problem. New car dealer service without the dealer cost or hassle. Dick Adams Automotive, 242 Griffin Street in Salinas. Call 758-8277. See how Dick Adams Automotive can help you. 758-8277. Locally owned and operated since 1976. Dick Adams in Salinas.
Traffic is brought to you by Sam Linder Honda. The savings are in full bloom at Sam Linder Honda. With the 09 Honda Pilots right around the corner, the remaining 08s must be sold. That means the savings are passed on to you. Spring into Sam Linder Honda in the Salinas Auto Mall or at samlinderhonda.com. Sam Linder Honda, where our goal is simply sell for less.
Let's take a look at our traffic and weather together right here on 1460 KION. No stalls or accidents around the Monterey Bay area right now, so we're off to a good commute for this Thursday morning. Our weather forecast today, mostly sunny. We can expect temperatures to be in the 70s once again. And high temps today include 75 for Salinas, about 74 for Monterey, and mid-70s for Santa Cruz as well, into the 80s in South Monterey County. By the way, if you hear some booms up in the sky today and jets streaking by, the Air Force Thunderbirds will be arriving in the Monterey Bay area today for the International Air Show this weekend. They'll land at the Monterey Peninsula Airport at 11 o'clock this morning. Then they'll be up in the sky in the afternoon over Salinas doing their maneuvers and getting geared up for the show this weekend. So watch for the Thunderbirds up above today. All right, 626, this is 1460 KION. Mm-hmm. Harvey Kushner is with us. He is an editor with FamilySecurityMatters.org and HarveyKushner.com on the World Wide Web. Kushner is spelled K-U-S-H-N-E-R. Harvey, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me again.
You know, looking at this thing, and we were just talking about how Barack Obama, he likes to vote present, and that's what he essentially did all the time at the state Senate there in Springfield, Illinois, when he was, you know, a politician back in the Chicagoland. And you talk about him not wanting to go back to Washington, D.C. to continue on with that debate. I think that this could very well backfire on him if the situation on Friday night is Barack Obama at one podium and an empty podium where John McCain would be. I don't know that the American people are going to hold that against John McCain. You know, a lot of people, that record number of people that watched his acceptance speech on that Thursday night last month, they will look and they'll see, you know what, this is a guy who's doing exactly what he told us he would do in the closing moments of his speech about how he was going to sacrifice personal gain for the country, and he's going back to work for the American people.
Absolutely, and if Hussein Obama would have joined him, it would have made a statement that there really is some caring by the candidates. But again, it's not to his advantage, Obama's, to debate. It is to his advantage to debate. First of all, if he could vote present, he would do it. He doesn't want to put himself on the line on record on this vote. He wants to use the economy and the debate Friday. If it takes place, he's going to turn it to the fact that look at the amount of money for a wrong decision that we made. We're spending, and we wouldn't have gotten into this had that happened. I mean, that's absolutely incorrect, but this is what he's going to do. So, again, it shows that someone like McCain would spend the years that he did in the Hanoi Hilton getting tortured for his country, whereas Obama was a community organizer, mm-hmm. you know, and as a community organizer, he served his nation well. It's disturbing because at the same time, When this came out with the change of news, newscasters and pundits on liberal networks were saying that polls are indicating that the people want him to debate. And we talked before the break. I mean, what polls? I mean, this came out late in the afternoon. They hadn't had a chance to get a poll together on this issue. I think the American public want action. They want it now, and they want to see their people involved in what's going on. And I think it's more important now. Obama's defense said he said, "Look, a president should be able to do more than one thing." Well, you know, give me a break. They chastised. If you recall, they mercilessly condemned President Bush when he was sitting with school children when 9/11 happened,
right.
And he didn't get up and knock the kids down and run to the door to get back on a plane to work for a resolution to that. Obama's wrong. This is a situation which is unprecedented, and it wouldn't hurt to delay a debate for a couple of days,
mm-hmm.
In fact, and get back there and make sure by Monday we have some kind of a solution or resolution to a problem which could affect everyone listening to the show.
Well, you know, here's the other thing, too, Harvey, is we American people, we want it both ways. How many times in your life have you heard people complain about the fact that someone who is running for office, you know, they're elected to one office like a senator or a congressman,
right.
And they're running for election to another office, and instead of being, quote, at the Capitol or at the county courthouse or wherever it happens to be, doing the work of the people while they're still drawing a salary while they're out there on the campaign trail. Well, okay, John McCain, is to answer those people, he's gone back to Washington to go to work, to do what, you know, the people of Arizona elected him to do. And now we've got people criticizing him for that. Well, you can't have it both ways, people.
Yeah, exactly. This is the strange what's going on now. And again, it's not so much American people. It's definitely the media who are spinning this and who are coming out on the side of Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see it in terms of shows in the evening from Jay Leno through David Letterman to Saturday Night Live. They say, well, you know, there's not much to poke fun of Obama. What do you mean there's not much to poke fun of Obama? I mean, as a caricature, they show McCain is old and stiff. He can't lift his arms because he's been tortured. But yet And I'm not saying this in a mean way. Obama has ears that are kind of funny looking,
right.
And certainly they could be pinpointed in cartoons, and some of the times they have, but they don't go after him. There's a double standard here, and
he could star in a Disney film.
Yeah, and in fact, you could have $100 million in your campaign. You're getting a hell of a lot of more free advertisement. Obama is in the media by this love fest that some people have said that the. You know, the guys on MSC get a tingle down their leg every time they hear the name of Obama, you know.
And I thought that was just sciatica.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got Pat on the line here. Pat, go ahead. You're on with Harvey on KION.
Well, I just was thinking, you know, they're criticizing, Obama is criticizing McCain that he can't do more than one thing at a time. Obama hasn't done anything for 2 years but run for election.
That's a very good point.
You know, that's an excellent point. That's very true.
Point.
Thank you, Pat. Yeah, that's the thing.
That's absolutely true. You know, they say, I think if you break it down to the number of days that he was present, or at least, you know, against running for office, I mean, he
it's
has...
like 134.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 134 days that he has been in Senate session. So here we go. How many months is that? That's a little over 4 months, right?
That's exactly right.
4 months in the U.S. Senate, and you are qualified to be the leader of the free world. America, what a country. Harvey, I want to thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. And to the listeners out there, think and take a look at our voting guide in FamilySecurityMatters.org. Thank you very much.
FamilySecurityMatters.org. The voter guide is right there. It's important for you to take a look at it and share it with your family and discuss these issues. 6:32, 28 before the hour. Let's get a look at what's new, and then Pam Dixon on technology.
It'll be a meeting of the minds today when presidential rivals Barack Obama